Tell him afterwards that we need some of these days. We've had a lot of cool days to get us started. I think today was great for us that way, and hopefully the next week will be the same. So this is how it'll be when we get started in camp and during the first month of that season. So I think it's good work for him.
Mike, what makes it nice to have some of these high school coaches in here to kind of, you know, look at you guys?
Well, I think it's kind of a two-way street there. I think it's nice to have him here because we're hoping that we can help them in some way. From what they're watching in practice, and what the work ethic maybe of some of the players, watching the drills of the coaches, and then they're going to come inside the rest of the afternoon and spend time with the coaching staff. Our goal obviously is to try to give them something they can take back to the kids and give them drills to work on or maybe another way to look at something. And if they can get something small, it's a huge thing for us. And we all went through, we've all been through high school. And I think when you ask these guys, I mean, when you go to the combine, it's the same way. You talk to, we have 90 guys out here. I'll guarantee if you ask them, who's besides their parents, who was the number one influence on their lives, it's going to be a high school coach of some sort. That it definitely had a huge influence on them. So we're trying to encourage them with that. And so it's great having them here. They've been doing it for a lot, I think, since we've been in Nashville. So I think it's great. So hopefully they'll get a lot out of it and bring it back to the kids.
What expectations do you have for Taylor Thompson this year, making him jump from rookie to second year like this?
Just we want to take advantage of his versatility, and then he needs to be consistent for us. We need to find something that he does well. I think all the tight ends' heads are spinning a little bit. They're playing both spots. We're shifting, we're moving, we're motioning much more than we've done in a long time here. So that's a feel thing, too. That's timing. You don't have as much time to think about your assignment when you're moving because the defense is moving. So, we have high expectations for him. We're going to play all three tight ends, and we see three guys up. They're all going to play in the games, and he's a guy also who can help us on special teams as he did last year. So this is a big time of year for him. I think this is the kind of year, these 9 weeks, is a chance for him to get confidence and get a lot better. And then so we get to camp, he's has more of a comfort with what we're doing.
What have you seen from him so far?
He's doing what we hoped. I think it's like anything. I think he started off feeling good about it, understanding what we're doing, then all of a sudden it speeds up with our defense, adding something new every day with the defensive side of the ball. And so then it's a learning process. And I think that's the good thing about that is they get to find out there is a lot of learning to this. There is a lot of work ahead for all of them, not just him. And so, but he's doing well. I mean, he's not making the same mistakes. That's what you don't want to have happen. And you're hoping as we finish this thing up this week and next week that he feels good about himself going into his break.
A little bit of competition behind him too, I guess, with Barden and Doyle.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're. I think you always. There's no doubt. I mean, I think he's not real locked into that right now. I think he realizes we have some good ones here. I think he's just worrying about himself right now. I think the competition part kind of starts stepping up when we get to camp, and he's feeling really good about having a good knowledge of everything we're asking him to do.
Mike, how fair is it to say as CJ goes, so goes the team?
Well, I think when you have your star running back, your top guy, that he needs to play well. I mean, can we win week in, week out without him putting up numbers and doing well? Probably not. The type of offense we're going to run, we need him to have success. It's just a measure how you measure that success. To a lot of people, if he doesn't have 100 yards, it's not a good day for him. He may be able to help us in a lot of other ways, maybe pass receiving it. Maybe he may not get as many carries one game, but he did other things or in the pass game or the protection game. And that's something, in my mind, for him that goes very much unnoticed. We're a six-man protection team, which means he's a big part of protection. On third down, he's a guy that stays in there because he's good at it. Obviously, his size is what it is, but he does a great job knowing where to be and giving the quarterback time to throw it. So he can be successful that way on a third down, which we've been showing some clips of where he did that last year. So there's no doubt he needs to have a huge year. We're planning on him having a big year because obviously that means that things are going well for us.
Running back lifespan in the NFL is 2.5 years, as CJ said. Why do you think he's been able to survive that long?
I think you're blessed to some degree. The fact that he hasn't gotten his body can take the hits. I don't think the way he is, I don't think he ever takes any real nasty hits, it seems like. I don't think he's missed any time, very little, other than that his first year at the playoff game where he actually had to come out of a game because of an injury. So that's been a huge thing because, again, that's you wouldn't think that possible when he came here. And so that's a credit to him. That's a credit to him taking care of himself. That's a credit to him, the shape he's in when he comes to camp, and the fact that he's a hard worker. I mean, this guy works hard. The game's important to him. He wants to have success, and I think he's done what it takes to do that.
His commitment level or approach different now compared to maybe when he first couple of years in the league?
I don't know if it's necessary to go after commitment. I think it just changes. You have to learn the game, I think, a little bit. It's different than college. I think when a lot of guys come in, they're used to a routine that has worked for them, whether it be their own trainers, their own workout places. So he's not the only one. There's a lot of players on our team or on the league since I've been here that it takes a while to figure out exactly, especially when you start stacking years on, the first year, the second year, third year, you start learning different ways to prepare, different things that may be better for you to get, you know, to help you be a better football player. So I think he's done a good job with that. I think he's adjusted to it, adjusted to what we've asked him to do. I know since I've been head coach, you know, the 2 years we've had the offseason, he's been here. He's been a big part of it. He's running hard. He looks good. He's gaining weight. I mean, he's doing all the things that we'd ask of him. So that's why I'd have to assume that he's going to have a big year for us, which means offensively we should, you know, be a lot better than we were last year.
Mike, brought in Kevin Walter, drafted Justin Hunter, you know, and you had guys like Preston, et cetera. You like the competition that you all created there at wide receiver, and is that one of those things where it, with all those guys, just makes them all work harder and be better?
I think so. I love it. I think Nate's as good as I've seen Nate Washington work on the field, off the field, being a leader, speaking up. I think Kenny's had done well. Kenny's been able to actually quit worrying about his knee and really just come out here and compete. Kendall lost weight. I mean, I think he's got a good feel for what's expected of him now. So, yeah, I think those guys are running around like we hope they would. I think they're going to be the kind of year we think they are. But, yeah, I think the competition's great. I think in any room, when they compete, I mean, Kendall competes against Nate. They want to catch balls. They want to get open. They want to get the running block. They're down there running down the field trying to get a block on a run play. So I think they're buying into the big picture of it all, the fact that we just want to win here. We want to be in December. We want to be in the middle of this thing. And it's going to take all of us to get that done, and they're contributing. And, I mean, they can't work any harder than they are right now. And hopefully that'll carry off into the season.
Speaking of Justin, are you kind of frustrated that you kind of aren't getting
him? Yeah, I mean, it's something you can't control, unfortunately. It's the good news is not anything that's real bad. So it's just being more conservative with that, and so that we don't have to be concerned for him coming to camp. We assume he'll be fine for camp. So any of the young players, you'd hate them when they miss reps because it is a lot of learning. There is a lot going on. The speed of the game is different, even though when you watch it out here, you may not see it as much as the players feel it because things are happening in seconds, like the adjustments and calls. So you hate that he's missing that, seeing the coverages, seeing the getting used to the quarterback. But we're going to have plenty of time, obviously, to get caught up with him. But he's not, you know, there's a handful of guys that haven't been practicing, so we have the same feeling towards all of them. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. I mean, you just to watch them do individual drill, just like watching Stewart last week, it's just a different – it's refreshing to see guys because you realize how quickly they get it, like just doing drills with them and giving them some walkthrough stuff and just seeing his response. And he looks good. I mean, it's just, again, he's a guy that, yeah, if he had to, if we're playing a game Sunday, I'm sure he could probably line up, practice all week and play on Sunday. But that right now that wouldn't be real smart for us to do with him or Stewart. So I think we're just being smart there. But it was good to see him. I think it's good for his confidence to be more part of it, especially when you're coming to a new team. So looking forward to him doing more the rest of this week and next week.
It seems like the guy's kind of razzing a little bit. Not the first came out.
It does. I think it's hard for him because he's coming to a new team and everyone's expectations are so high. He was a top free agent and all that. He's handled it well. There's nothing worse than being the top guy coming in and want to make an impression and you can't work the way you want to. So they've seen how he is in the meeting rooms. They've seen how he is in the when he's rehabbing, how hard he's working out here when he's running. So. They know what he is. They've seen him play in the league, so they know what we got there, and we're just excited to get him out here. Good. Thank you.